Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome to The Consumers. My name is Greg Warren. I am a comedian. I am a host of a podcast on the Nateland Network. I'm here with my co-host, Tim Convey.
Hello, Greg.
Wearing his brand new Tecovas Western hat.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Looks I'm really good on you.
Super into it.
I like it. With Sean show. O'Brien.
Hey, Greg. How we doing?
Also, co-host of the program, wearing his brand new St. Louis Cardinals hat.
Thanks to you, man. This is your treat, buddy.
Pick that up in Columbia, Missouri. And we are lucky to be here with Graham K.
Yeah, we are.
Very, very funny comedian, part of the Nateland family. And man, he's got a lot going on. Let's get right to it. Graham has a brand new comedy special out. Came out a couple days ago?
Yeah, it came
Friday.
Out. Yeah, Friday.
And it's called Pete and Me.
Pete and Me, and it's about my my profoundly autistic brother Pete and me. It's all the jokes in my life I've written about that situation, growing up with them, and and what it means going forward and stuff. And it's like,
well, let me stop you right there and just say I listened on the way in. I heard the whole thing. It is one of the best things that I've.
Thank you for saying that, because it sounded like it when I was when I describe it. I'm like, this sounds like it. I don't want to watch.
Yeah, no, you're not selling it, man. Yeah. just stick to the creative. I'll do the marketing.
Thank you.
This is one of the best things I've seen in 20 years. And I'm not saying just comedy specials, television programming. It's so good, man.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious. Wow.
Thanks, man.
You're really, really good in it. It makes you, I hesitate to say it's going to make you cry, but it will.
It will.
It will.
It will.
Yeah.
But when I say that, a lot of people are like, I don't. Because I've heard people tell me that. I'm like, well, I don't want to be sad at all. There's enough in the world. But it's not that kind of thing.
No, it's just like
you said emotionally. And then literally the saddest I got, I had tears in my eyes. And 3 seconds later was the hardest I laughed in the special.
Yep.
It is a moment that I'll never forget that moment.
That means a lot, man.
A great piece of work. And it's a quick watch. It's about an hour. And I cannot recommend anything more for the coterie to go out there and check it out and tell your friends about it. Tell everybody. Send it to your mom. Send it to your kid. Send it to your grandma. It's so good. I already called my brother Matt. He said he was going to listen to it this evening. So
it's one more. That's
called
great.
Mark Gross, and best friends, and he said he was going to listen to it. So yeah.
Yeah, Greg will keep going, but
I like it.
It's fantastic. Everything you said, I completely agree with. It is emotional, but in the best way. And it's so, so funny. I was excited. We worked together on the cruise and did a bunch of shows together. So I was excited just to sit down and watch it, but it, totally blew me away. And also just, congratulations on it being out, how funny it is, but also on choosing to do something different. I think that's so cool and had to be scary to just be like, this is what I'm going to do. It's a different kind of special in the best way.
Yeah. It was very, it's very weird to just, do that, all of that, because I can't really take it on the road. Because I'm not like, when I go on the road, I have a few fans show up, but the audience is mostly people that are there to see comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't make them watch an hour.
I don't know, man.
I'll do like the jokier stuff. I would do always do half an hour of it, you know, the really like hard hitting jokes and then go in and out. But I wanted to do all of the pieces that I wrote all at once. So.
I think it belongs on Broadway is where
I did it off Broadway this past summer.
Okay.
And it started to sell out and stuff, and I got some good reviews, and then we filmed the second last off Broadway time I did it. So
And that's an accumulation of jokes that you've had from years ago. You were like, I'm going to put them all in one place. So some of those jokes are 10 years old or something?
No, I would say everything is about 3 years old.
Yeah.
But the stuff I talk about is stuff that, like, I've been running or ruminating around my head, but I never wanted to do stand-up about my brother because I never wanted to seem like I was exploiting him.
Yeah.
And I wasn't a good enough stand-up yet to do it.
Yeah.
You know, because you got to be able to pull it off and do that line where it's like...
You found it, man.
Thanks.
I feel like I watched a movie. I feel like I know you that much better. I feel like I know your brother from just a 60-minute stand-up set. That's pretty cool.
That's great. Yeah. Thanks, man.
We FaceTimed when we were in the car, and I'm like, I know this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, are you serious? Awesome.
I love that.
Yeah,
you met Greg.
Yeah, Sean.
Oh, that's so cool. That's
Sean,
so
you
cool.
checked it out?
I checked it out, man. I did cry. So I am a crier by nature.
I did too.
Me too.
Yeah. I do a whole bit about it. I'm always
emotional. Yeah, but it's exactly McRib commercial, right?
I did, sort of. Everything. I mean, you guys hit it all, man. I didn't know what to expect. And you're just this, within 2 minutes. I was just instantly hooked, and I like, the difference of it that it's not just traditional. Like, oh, there's a guy telling, he is telling jokes. You are telling jokes. I'm not saying that, but I just love that the whole
slower.
Angle on it.
Yeah, let's take a little more space.
And just man,
it's a family story too. Whether someone has someone in their life affected, you know, somebody with autism, or it doesn't matter. It's about family. You know, you get to know your parents in that. You know, it's about anybody who's got a family is going to identify with something in there. I thought it was great.
I know it was truthful because my mom watched it with my dad and my brother, and she texted me and said, your father and I and your brother, we watched it. Your brother loved it. And your father and I loved, for the most part, liked it. I think she said, for the most part.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's pretty good.
Do you dig on that? You're like, well, what
no,
held you back?
What do you, don't do that.
Oh, no, we had a whole back and forth.
I'd rather you didn't do the back and forth with them. No good is going to come of that.
Yeah, you're right. That and you're because you're more mature than me.
I don't know.
Greg's been critiqued by his father.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And we had a whole back and forth yesterday, and then I just like text, and I was like, you sent me away, and we got dug up these problems from when I was 17 years old, and I was like, you sent me away, you forgot my birthday, and then my mom writes back. When's your birthday again?
Slammed me.
Yeah,
she slammed me.
Here's what you write: I love you. Thank you for watching it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's smart.
This there guy has been through some things.
Yeah. That's a mature man.
That's great.
Yeah.
But let's get to the really, really important verdict here. Randy, what'd you think?
I am still waiting for Shayna to send me that on what to say about it.
Yeah,
I was
waiting
for this thing to pop off. What the heck?
Yeah. Let me see. Have we used that in a while?
No, because it's distracting.
Okay. Well, because we can't get it back on?
But as far as the special, he hasn't seen it yet, which you're not to be offended by because he's never watched any of our specials
either. Yeah, he doesn't.
But I promise you, Randy's going to like it. That's great.
Oh, that's fun.
And speaking of that, special aside, I got to say this. You were on the Nate Land cruise with all of us, which is so fun. Graham and I did a bunch of shows together. My wife refused to rank comedians that she already had seen or had a relationship with. But of everyone that was new to her, that's her number one guy.
From the cruise.
That was Graham was her favorite. Yeah,
that's nice.
She went on and on to a point that I was a little uncomfortable, but she was a big fan.
That's great.
Yeah.
She say some good things about your sets on the cruise?
She did not make it to any of mine, which was weird because I was Graham.
You were on the same show.
She had it timed out.
She had it figured out. She had to catch some Nickerson. You know how it is. But big Graham K fan. Yeah. As was my father-in-law who was on the boat. They went on and on. So it's great to have you here. Even with all that you've got going on.
Yeah.
You just had a baby.
I just had a baby. I just became an American citizen.
Oh, wow. Congrats.
Because Greg refused to have you on unless you had
U.S.
citizenship.
Yeah,
He wants the papers.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
A lot going on. And pretty tired, but we're making it through.
Yeah.
And, life's good right now. This is like the kind of years in your life where you're going to look back when you're like 80 and be like, why was I always saying I'm tired?
I know.
When I was like happy.
I know.
Yeah, man. Well, yeah, I mean, we haven't put our best foot forward with you. You got to town, and we're coming off of that long week of Nashville and Austin.
You guys are busy. You guys are popping off.
I had to go to Columbia last night.
Yeah.
And I just was exhausted, crashed out, and finally got up, and I was late getting to pick you up from the airport. You had to sit in the airport for a while. Then you get here, and
I was harassed by the retired volunteers. Yeah, they're several
tough
times.
They're tough over there. Well, they
do you want anything? Can I help you?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Well, yeah.
Ridiculous.
I think they knew you were Canadian and we wanted to
right.
Be hospitable.
And then you walk in here and Sean stirring his coffee with an ink pen.
I mean, yeah, that was, man. That was nuts.
I take risks. I don't. Yeah. I'm fine with it. Yeah. I'm living well. I don't feel sick. Doesn't taste bad.
Everything's yeah. Fine. Sean never gets sick.
I do get sick a lot.
He did that. Graham compared him.
I didn't even think about it.
Graham compared him to a detective, which I enjoyed.
Yeah, that was nice.
When he stirred it with his pen.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very police detective thing to do.
That's right.
I love Sean O'Brien, one of my favorite people of all time. He would be the last person I would want to crack open a case, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. Case is still open, yeah. Chief. Yeah. Not cracked.
We're going to blow this thing wide open someday. Yeah. No, I want you at every negotiation I'm ever a part of in my entire life, but detective.
The detail work?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I'll be the first to admit that.
Not sure.
I can't even do real estate papers.
How's the case coming? Well, our lead detective, it's 2:30 and he hasn't gotten out of bed.
Yeah.
No, that wouldn't happen. Okay, I want no arguments here. I basically got fired for being a real estate agent that you can't really get fired. You're like a sell. You're like
Contract.
You just declare yourself.
They're just like, man, your paperwork. We can't pay you.
Yeah.
You have to have all. There's a checklist of everything that has to be turned.
A lot
in.
Of stuff. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the worst job. Anybody that thought you could do that job, that's your worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing, I was good with dealing with people, getting them in the right home.
Yeah.
Or that part, but then
why didn't you just get a partner to do all the paperwork?
Because they wanted 50-50, and I'm like, no, I'm the one making the deal happen. I was like, no, that's not a fair deal.
What'd I tell you? Negotiations.
Yeah, negotiations. So they're like, I never got paid. I basically got paid, like, I think 1 out of 3. I eventually did, but it took 6 months to get a paycheck, where everyone else got paid, like, the weekend after selling houses. So. It's not my thing, Grant. I'm not a paperwork guy,
buddy. I'm like you. I've been trying to
you're not like
switch
him.
My license plates from New York to New Jersey for about 6 months. I think I lost them. I'm always losing. I'll tell you this. I've been fired 19 times in my life.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. I cannot, wow. Cannot hold down a job.
Can you give us some of the highlights, some of the major ones?
Yeah, I love this.
Well, I have a bit about it. I got fired from being a house painter because I painted the wrong house.
Oh, yeah. That's great. That's a great bit.
We painted a house top to bottom. This family went to work, and then three idiots showed up with ladders and painted their entire house brown. It used to be white. And then our boss found us, and then we ran away. Yeah, and I don't know what happened to the family. I don't know anything.
You didn't paint it back.
We were fired.
Yeah.
But we were fired before we could find out.
That's a shame.
That's great.
I've been fired from countless restaurants.
Any big companies or chains?
I got fired from logistics for a rich Jewish summer camp. And I would fly, work out plane trips for these kids from New York to fly all over, Europe mm-hmm. in the summer, mm-hmm. like 13-year-old kids. And I got fired for sending a kid to the wrong airport.
Yeah.
I sent him to the wrong city.
Oh, literally the wrong plane.
Wrong city, yeah.
Okay, not like JFK versus LaGuardia. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
No.
I like to think little Benji had an adventure.
Yeah, he did. That's camp.
Yep. JFK versus SFO.
Yeah. Find your way out of Europe by yourself as a little boy. Yeah. How about that?
That's great.
Was that a whole like, hey, we got to sit down and talk about this? Or is it just like, oh,
it was like the final straw.
You're done.
It was the final straw because I had fallen asleep. It was like I had fallen asleep on like an office meeting. And our office was about as many people as this table. It was like there was like 5 people in the office. It was like our boss and then our 4 of us seated. And I... Can you imagine just giving instructions to 4 people and one of them just falls asleep?
Just sheer,
I couldn't take it.
Sheer tedium.
I was so bored and I fell asleep just looking at him.
Good. And you know what? I'm glad you did. Send him a message.
Yeah.
Be like, this is how bad you guys are. That yeah. I'm fine. It's easier to fall asleep during this. Yeah.
It's kind of an alpha male
it's
thing
their
I did.
Fault.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's a flex.
I'm with them, man. Well, Greg's a call so a company, man. He defends any Fortune 500 company, he'd be on their side.
I just don't just think that all my problems in life are due to corporate America.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's all. But you do like to defend the man.
Not you saying, he's saying that you blame everything that's wrong in your
everything
life.
Everything that
corporate
goes
America.
Wrong. It's some company wronged him.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about every. I mean, I've only worked for like one.
No, I'm not saying that it's just who
through
you've
employment.
Worked for.
Yeah, he's just saying everything in your life. You'll somehow trace back to a company. That's what he's. I'm just his words.
Yeah, and I could defend my actions on most of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, it's just. Yeah. You know, there's some bad companies who behave unethical. If they do, I'm going to scream from the rooftops that they're wrong.
He's going to call them out.
I don't know what's wrong with it.
I work for a shipping company, and I call them war profiteers.
Nice!
We had a company outing.
You don't want to do that.
On Friday, and it was like they bought everyone beers and appetizers.
How
and
long had you worked there at this point?
1 year.
Okay.
And my boss sat right beside me, and I was like, this is bad. This is going to be bad in about half an hour. Because I hate this. And then cut to us. Cut to us talking about the Schlieffen plan in World War I and me explaining that they could have. He's like, well, they had to sell them stuff. I mean, this guy thinks he knows history. I know more history than him. And anyway, and then they moved me to corporate moving, and then I was really bad at that, and then it was just like I was out.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I want to be a comedian anyway, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sean was fired from the Cheesecake Factory. I believe he also told them they were war profiteers.
I had some words for those cheesecakers.
Agent Orange. They're the Agent Orange guys, right?
They had the audacity to think that Sean should show up to work on time. That's basically it. Yeah.
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 Yeah. I was chronically late. And I will say, in fairness to the Cheesecake Factory, even the manager's like, hey, man, it's been 27 times where, like, usually you get three. I have to justify to other people why you're allowed to work here after 17, 18, 20 times.
Yeah, what do you say? You go, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, that one, I was like, man, I was late. So then I was like,
I don't know, buddy. I've heard several times about in the past. I've heard you talk about this corporate thing. This corporate thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was the best thing for me to not be. I mean, I wouldn't fit in that world. I mean, it's. Look, we have a good relationship with the Cheesecake Factory. I'm promoting them right now. Right. I'm using,
fences
have
been mended.
But there is corporate structure that I just think they focus on the inconsequential. And I'm like,
what
are we doing?
On time.
The inconsequential.
Randy, how many times would you say Tim's been late to the podcast?
This month?
Not that many. Yeah, if you think about it, it's not that many, really.
How many times have we recorded this month?
That's me taking a stand against Greg's war profiteering.
Yeah.
Just do it. A little bit every day.
That guy's always got an angle. Man.
Yes.
Message GIF, received. Right?
GIF.
Yes.
They did all those things.
You know, Graham. Yeah. You know.
In Nam.
All those things. Yes. All those things in Nam, like provide the folks back home with a nourishing lunch. Is that what you're talking about?
Which I have enjoyed.
Straight to the bank.
Which I have enjoyed. Yeah. I'm a big GIF fan.
Well, you guys have, is it Kraft peanut butter up there?
Kraft. Yep.
Yeah, that doesn't even exist here. Yeah.
Really?
Like Kraft mac and cheese, Kraft? You mean?
It's not mac and cheese and the peanut butter, but the brand, it's Kraft.
I mean,
peanut
that's what I'm saying.
In Canada,
I hope they don't put
that. You guys don't have that, but you have
Kraft peanut butter.
You have mac and cheese here, right?
You better believe it.
Yeah.
And it's Kraft mac and cheese.
It's Kraft mac and cheese.
So what happened to Kraft that it's bigger in Canada?
Well, I just think that the peanut butter brands are different here. That you have Kraft peanut butter. There's Kraft here.
Kraft peanut butter couldn't crack it
in the States.
Yeah, they weren't going to mess.
Why? I'm wondering.
Stronghold.
If it's something else, because Jif is not
Kraft is big. Do you guys have
foods.
Skippy?
Yeah,
Kraft also
barely. We pretty much me and a few people pretty much beat them down to.
I heard about that.
I mean, they're hanging out.
I heard them. I read a book about. Yeah,
you might be able to find them on a shelf, Graham. But
I find that stuff fascinating.
Yeah,
you're in the right place.
Yeah, man, he'll talk about it.
Yeah, I like it, man.
Like the placement of stuff on a shelf in a grocery store is very scientific, and you guys fight for it and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not... we fight for it.
It's not like the Jets and the...
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
Grant, we had to fight for it here.
Yeah.
In our studio. There was a war just getting this. Grant's like, Jeff's getting the top three shelves. I don't want to hear it or else I'm walking.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, all right.
He gets here early in his apron every day and lines them all up to make sure.
I mean, it's
facing.
It's tough out there.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Speaking of brands, the brand this week is in honor of our Canadian friend and I believe our first Canadian guest.
Yes, yeah.
First, Tim Hortons.
Yeah, that's right.
Tim Hortons, what do you guys call it up there?
Timmy Ho's.
Timmy Ho's?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard Timmy's a lot.
Timmy's.
Yeah, I've heard that quite a bit. Fascinating company. I did a little research on it.
We had him here for just a little bit, which I can't wait to talk about.
Man, just a brief time.
It's crazy. I know you'll get to it, but it's crazy, the St. Louis story.
Really?
Yeah.
Sean, who is Tim Horton?
I'm going to go with the owner.
Yep. But,
man, that's a wild swing.
Else to say about him?
Was he a hockey player?
Yes.
Oh,
a good one.
Really? Cool.
A stay-at-home defenseman.
Love that.
Yeah. Absolutely jacked.
Really?
Yeah.
What years? When did he play?
Yeah.
Early 60s.
He played, this guy had a 24-year career in the NHL.
Wow.
Started in, early 1950s and played through 1974.
Wow.
When he died in an automobile accident.
Oh, he was still playing when he died.
Yeah, and playing while he was running this.
Yeah.
Well, because back then they all had regular jobs.
When he started, he made about $12,000 a year, and they would play an eight month season, and they had jobs in the off season, and a lot of them had jobs they were hoping would set them up when they had to stop playing hockey. He was always interested in the restaurant business. By the time in the 70s, I think you might know because you know more hockey, the NHL had a competitor. It was the World Hockey Association came along, and then the NHL was like, we got to compete with them. We got to start paying more. So when he was playing at the end, he was making like $150,000, which is quite a bit of money in 1974.
Yeah.
And he was kicking half of it to his partner in the business.
To put into the company?
To put into the company.
No kidding.
Yeah, we'll get into it.
Yeah.
He met this guy named Jim Charade. He would go get his haircut in this, I guess, sort of strip mall. And he got a sort of a signature brush cut that people associated with Tim Horton.
Flat top brush cut.
Yep. Oh, Tim, okay.
Yeah, and there was a donut shop right near the barber, two doors down. It was called Your Donut Shop, and it was owned by a guy named Jim Charade.
Hmm.
And he started talking about, I've always wanted to open restaurants. They formed Tim and Jim LTD. They opened 4 burger and chicken restaurants. Those were Tim Horton drive-ins. Tim's brother, Jerry, opened, Tim Horton's charcoal broiled hamburgers. Kind of a long name.
Yeah.
Like that movie. Yeah, so much. What was that?
The assassination of Billy the Kid by the coward Robert Ford. It's something like that.
It's very similar to that.
Yeah.
Greg, can I ask what LTD means?
Limited.
So that's just a tax thing?
An abbreviation for limited,
limited liability.
Yeah.
Limited liability. Is that what it is?
Well, that's an LLC. Oh. I think this is just the name.
Oh, okay. So they just named it.
Yeah. LLC. It's like you could call it, such and such incorporated or
that's
company or whatever. And limited is one of those. I'm sure there's an official legal
thing,
but this wasn't it.
It's another one of those.
And that just has to do with the tax thing, correct? As opposed
to not the name of their company.
Not, I'm saying the LTD.
An LLC would be a limited liability corporation, which that's a tax thing.
Correct. So, yes, I'm sure limited. I don't know if limited here. Randy's limited.
I think limited is often just a...
indicating private or public limited company where owner's liability is restricted. So it sounds like an LLC.
Maybe it could be.
I assume it's the same kind of limited, but yeah.
And maybe back then it was, yeah.
Learning stuff.
Yeah, man, yeah. In a separate deal, your donuts, his donut company licensed Horton's name. So Horton didn't have any equity in that donut business, but they were allowed to use it.
I'm going to pay you to capitalize on your fame.
So the burger and the chicken places don't work very well. Nobody's going. And then they started focusing on franchising donut shops.
You don't want chicken from a Canadian hockey player.
Yeah.
Just dry.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound dry.
It doesn't sound good.
Yeah. Yeah. No seasoning. Yeah.
Cold.
Frozen. Not even in the middle. Salt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Salt. What are we in downtown France?
Tastes like a hockey puck.
Yeah. So the first franchisee, they decided we're going to franchise the donut shops. That's how we're going to make money. We're going to franchise the Tim Horton donut shops. And the first franchisee is a guy named Spencer Brown. They opened in May of 1964 in Hamilton, Ontario. I suppose you've been to that place?
The Hammer.
Okay.
It's like our Pittsburgh, our steel town.
Okay.
Blue collar.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. Yeah. Got it. Where is Ontario? East, west, central?
Ontario is...
more east, right?
Yeah, it's near like... it's very big. It's like three times the size of Texas. So the eastern side is near like... Vermont.
Okay.
And the western side is like up by past Michigan.
Whoa.
West Michigan. Yeah,
that's big.
That's serious.
And so most people live in this part that's the shape and size of Florida that juts down further south than Michigan near like Buffalo. And that's where that is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's where Hamilton is.
It's near Buffalo. Near Toronto, near Buffalo.
And this is great that we got
you. Do you guys like the Bills?
Yes. Nice. I would say a third of the stadium is all from Toronto area.
Nuh-uh.
Or Southern Ontario.
Really?
Drive down.
I could definitely, yeah. I don't know what the numbers are, but okay, I know they're fans.
Because Buffalo is like 1 million people and Toronto is 6 million people. And
yeah.
Toronto's a rich town and they don't have an NFL team. And so it's my buddies bought an old like 1970s van with shag carpet, painted it red, white, and blue Bills colors, and only drove it 8 times a year.
That's great.
Yeah. I went with them a couple times. It ruled. Yeah.
Do you dive through tables?
Not for me. No, but okay. Other people.
Quick responses.
Yeah.
Not doing it.
I kicked the ball. People cheered.
There you go.
So that Hamilton, Ontario location is still in operation today.
Oh, wow.
It was nearby some steel plants, which makes sense from what you're saying. They got a lot of employees buying donuts and coffee. Spencer Brown, the franchisee, fell out. He got into a little bit of a disagreement with our boy Charade. So did
Charade's
the next...
like two words. You're fired.
Yeah.
That's a Charade's joke.
Yeah.
I should have said first word.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Charades.
I see what you're saying, Charades. That's I would have gone more with like, yeah, I'm not sure you want to be in business with a guy named Charades.
Oh, right.
That's funny.
What's real. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I like what you're doing.
Mine did nothing for you guys?
Yeah, I like what you're doing.
I left.
Okay.
That was good. I left hard. It's on tape.
The execution was poor. Let's be honest.
It was not.
On mine? I disagree.
If you would have said first word.
I think somebody enjoyed it.
Two words.
I had to hit you're fired. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I thought you were doing like
Well, I'm sorry you didn't get it. Doesn't mean it wasn't great.
I did think you were doing an apprentice riff.
So did I.
Yeah.
That's the
problem. I know. Yeah. I realized it. I didn't want to say that, but that was where I got.
I go back to the execution was poor.
That's where I got into trouble.
Charade maybe earned his name. He's moving money from Tim and Jim to his donut business without Tim's knowledge.
What the heck?
Yeah. And then somehow through all this, the solution is Tim Horton is now a partner in the donut business. So he's 50-50 with Charade.
Okay.
So now he does have equity in it. 50-50. The third franchisee, let's try again.
Go ahead.
Is Ron Joyce. Ron's an ex-cop and Dairy Queen owner. And he saw he was having trouble getting Dairy Queen to let him do some stuff. So he was like, let's get into this donut thing. He also clashed with Charade. He leaves at some point. Charade at some point is no longer part of the business.
I think that's for the best.
Yeah. And Lori Horton, who is Tim's wife, owns half the business. Okay.
So at that point when Tim was given 50, it was to resolve that dispute. Was he not doing anything hands-on at that point at
all? I think
it was
just his name. Wow. But I think they still had the chicken and burger thing going on at the time, okay, too.
But yeah, to get 50% of something that's just has your name on is pretty cool.
Yeah. But it was one store at that point, you know.
Still?
The franchise was one store. So this is that same franchise. This is the third owner, this guy, Ron Joyce. Ron, who had left, comes back and buys half of the business from Horton's wife. I don't know how that you know.
Still only one store.
Still one store. He buys it. They get to three in 1967, I think. And remember, they started in 64. So somewhere in there, maybe there was a couple more. But so it winds up with this guy, Ron Joyce, who was a franchisee, left because he didn't like Charade, came back. Now it's Ron Joyce and Tim Horton 50-50 on the business.
Okay.
And that's where things start happening. Charade, though, this guy, interestingly enough, it wasn't like a terrible exit, I guess, because he came back in 1970 for 9 months to work for him. And then he came back in the 1990s to work for Ron Joyce when Tim Horton was dead. So, like,
Canadians so polite.
That's
and
the
forgiving.
Thing. Yeah, that's the thing. And like I said, during this time, he's playing hockey.
Yeah.
For the Toronto Maple Leafs was his where he sort of made his bones and was a big deal hockey player. He's a defenseman. But like I said, the salary started going up and he started moving around. He went to the Penguins, he went to the Rangers, and he wound up in 1970 with the Sabres, an expansion team.
Love it.
Oh, I've been good. And so close to home.
Yeah.
He was good. All-star.
He played on four cup teams.
Jeez.
They won the cup four times with the Maple Leafs. And, the Maple Leafs haven't won a cup in a long, long time.
1967.
Is that right?
Yep.
So he was he was one on probably the last cup team.
Yeah.
He has a record for the Maple Leafs for playing in 486 games straight, I believe.
Wow.
Kind of the Cal Ripken.
And still holds that stuff. That's awesome.
That's as of when I read that thing. Yeah. If something happened this morning, you know, you never know. And then he had a buddy. Have you heard of this guy, Punch Imlach?
Yep.
He was his coach maybe in Toronto.
Yeah, he was a coach.
And then Punch took over the Sabres.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, we need a veteran presence. And he convinced him to come to Buffalo. I think I might have said something wrong. I'm not sure when he went to Buffalo. Had the expansion team in 1970. I'm not sure when he made it there, but he was there in 1974. That year, he said, we'll give you $150,000. And as a signing bonus, we'll give you a DeTomaso Pantera. That is a...
That's a car.
A sports car.
That's a beautiful car.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On February 21st, unfortunately, he crashed that DeTomaso Pantera and died.
Wow.
And, he was drinking. He had drinking problems. Some say that at that time he had gotten control of it, but I think his father had passed away a few months before that, and he might have sort of lapsed back into it. I didn't get it.
How old?
1920 to 19 in his 50s.
He's
well, wait
still
a
playing hockey.
No, he would have been in his
no
early 40s.
Early 40s. So wow. When was he born? 40. I don't know.
Graham, is Canada, no, is it a really booze like country with the beers?
We drink a lot.
Yeah.
We drink. It's one of the things I notice about Americans. They don't drink as much.
Wow.
Chicago feels like home. Something about being cold and just being indoors for half the year. You get to it's a lot of joking around with your buddies.
Yeah.
You know? But Tim Hortons is like the most Canadian. They have spent a lot of time and money and resources branding themselves as like the most Canadian company.
Yeah.
And we feel it. Like we want it to be.
You feel almost ownership over it.
Yes, yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, I've felt that.
Yeah.
They're going to Canada and they talk about it. It's part of the, they talk about, politicians talk about the Tim Horton voter.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. You know, it's like very working class.
Yeah.
They go, and there's a whole language with Tim Horton. Double, double, triple, triple.
Double, double is double the cream, double the sugar?
Yeah.
Double, double, they have...
Every construction worker has a triple, triple.
Really?
Three creams, three sugars. It's like the most manly guys just have the...
ice cream.
Ice cream.
Yeah, come on, guys. Yeah. Supposed to be tough. Have a...
Come on.
When he died, there was 35 Tim Hortons. And at that point, I think when it really started to grow was the centerpiece was the coffee, not the donuts. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that we saw with Dunkin' as well. Like people love the coffee. They I've been in them. They have pastries and stuff.
A Tim Hortons today is similar to a Dunkin' experience, correct? Or that's the most similar thing, would you say?
I would say growing up, I would say yes. It's the most similar to a Dunkin' Donuts. It is basically a Dunkin' Donuts. At this point, they're the same. Growing up, what made it different and better is they would make the donuts there, and you could get soups and sandwiches, like real sandwiches, like with real bread and real lettuce, real tomato, and they'd make it there, like a Subway.
Right.
They'd have like a Subway in the back there, Subway sandwich kind of thing. And you get a soup and sandwich, and it would come on a real plate and a real bowl with the soup, you know? That's kind of fun.
I like it, man. They don't do that anymore, though, right?
Not as much. I think they still make sandwiches. They still do soups. I think they still do that. That's one of the things that was missing at all the American locations that I saw. It's like that's what kind of made it a little better.
Mm-hmm.
It was like you could go for lunch with a friend.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, you know.
Now it's like a prepackaged sandwich, I think, maybe.
Yeah, well, anyway, I'll let you finish.
No, man, always jump in on this stuff, especially, you're Canadian. We don't have a lot of experience. I've been in them. We had them here in St. Louis for a while, very short time.
They did it wrong in America, in my opinion.
I think
they cut back. They did it differently. Wendy's bought it.
Yeah.
I thought Burger King.
We'll get to that.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. When he died, Ron Joyce, the cop, was a 50.5% owner. Lori and the daughters, his four daughters, got the rest. If you look at the logo, there's Lori Horton. There's four donuts on the logo. That's his four daughters.
Nice.
Lori had some addiction problems as well.
Boy.
And at one point, they had the thing valued at like $850,000. And Joyce bought her out for $1 million and a company car, a Cadillac. He bought her out. So now Ron Joyce, he owns it.
Oh.
Lori got sober and in 1987 went back and sued saying she should get more money. She wanted a $10 million or half the business.
So it blew up when? When was it just like, boom, these things are everywhere?
Or
has that not happened in the story yet?
I mean, in when he died in 1974, they had 35 outlets.
Okay.
Now there are 6,000, I believe, worldwide, 4,000 in Canada.
Wow.
Yeah, over 4,000 in Canada.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, it's the biggest fast food chain in Canada.
Wow. So I got a question. Do people frown upon Starbucks up there? It's like, oh, look at that guy going to a Starbucks.
It's the same difference as Dunkin' and Starbucks. So there are people like the Tim Hortons voter. They would never go to a Starbucks. They would never,
or blue
ever.
Collar.
Yeah,
they would never, ever, ever, ever do that. I.
But there's a business where Starbucks is thriving up there for sure.
Oh, they're crushing it. They're doing their Starbucks thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Same. It's the same.
Her suit failed in 1995. She came back and sued again. There was a poster that was in all the stores, the outlets that said the legend. And it was to promote camps for underprivileged children. They did a lot of stuff for the community. Tim Hortons did, and she thought that the poster was used to promote the restaurant chain more than the camp itself.
Mm.
And that lawsuit failed. By this time, it's 1995. People are going to Tim Hortons because it's Tim Hortons. They don't know that Tim Horton was a celebrity hockey player.
Yeah,
that, you know. That's the time that they sold to Wendy's, was in 1995. Mm. By 2001, they are the largest fast food chain in Canada. In 2009, they returned to becoming Canadian. Wendy's divests of them.
Oh. And who bought them?
A Canadian company is all I can make of. And some prime minister, I think, like went to the headquarters and like gave a speech about it, and he should have been doing something. A lot of his political opponents said he should have been doing something important in Canada that day. So he kind of took some heat for it.
Wait a minute. He went to the U.S. to help.
It was not in the U.S. It was.
He went to the headquarters here to give him like a speech.
Yeah. Talk about how great it was that.
That's pretty important.
Tim Hortons. Yeah. I think this. Yeah. I think it was, you know, politics.
Yeah.
By 2010, 8 out of 10 cups of coffee in Canada were
Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I would say that's, I don't know this for sure, but I would say that's that are served in a restaurant.
Sure.
Not still.
I mean, that's, that's, wow.
Around that time, sort of in the, around 2010, they started struggling for the first time. Mm. That was around the time McDonald's went all in on the McCafes.
So when I left Canada.
It's when Graham
really?
Left.
Really?
A lot of things.
I've had enough.
Yeah. They had expanded into the U.S. In the U.S., Graham touched on it. The execution wasn't the same. Graham, an expert, our expert, says they didn't do a great job with it. Also, the U.S. didn't have this sort of patriotic loyalty to it that the Canadians do.
A lot of it is that, especially when the quality kind of went down, when they expanded, so when they became everywhere.
Yeah.
They started, they used to make them on site, and then they would make them frozen.
Bingo.
And bring them in a truck and then thaw them out in the morning.
Took a lot of heat for that. And, par baking, they call it.
Yeah, and we didn't like that as a country, I'll tell you that. But they invested so hard in the nationalistic, like it's our company, it's Canadian, Canada's coffee. And just you just see it on hockey games, commercials, and since you're a kid, and you're driving down a highway, and you see Timmy's over there, and you see Starbucks there. You're like, I'm going to go to the Canadian one.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
There's a bit of, I think it's stronger what you're talking about, but there is that in New England. I think
for Dunkin',
like this is our thing. Yeah.
But it's not the Dunkin' of the 80s and 90s. Like
they do the par baking too.
Yeah. When you walk into a Dunkin' now, but same thing with Tim Hortons, it smells like a chemical factory.
Yeah.
You can smell it. And it didn't, maybe I didn't notice when I was 15, but I didn't notice that before. It smelled like
donuts. Yeah.
Like food.
Some of the Dunkin's I think we discovered they still do bake on premises, but there's like three levels, but
you can't really find out which is which either.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Oh, really?
Do you remember when it went back to Canadian ownership? Like, was that like a news story up there?
I think 2009. It definitely was. It was definitely a big news thing. Our company's back, and
There's also they were doing Cold Stone Creameries within Tim Hortons for a while. I don't think that worked out.
They'd share space type thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
They were in there. You go get ice cream in there too.
Crazy.
In 2014, a company named 3G bought it. That's a Brazilian company that also owned Burger King.
Hmm. When was that?
2014.
Oh.
Yeah. The donut eating capital of Canada is Lloydminster, Alberta. Familiar?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like an oil town, I think.
Yeah.
And just a bunch of 22-year-old, you know, they call them rig pigs, those guys.
Yeah, I met those guys.
Rig pigs.
You know, they're hopped up Ford F-150 and you get a donut. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's great.
Man,
it's awesome.
Those guys had a Christmas party at one of my shows in Edmonton and it was not fun.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure they were partying.
The
kegs of beer.
The Tim Hortons employees in places like Lloydminster, they make like an exorbitant amount of money. They make, I mean, not exorbitant for that job.
Really?
Like, tips?
Tim's and McDonald's.
But
and
is it tips that they're getting, or are they no?
No, no. Their hourly wage is I'm pulling a number out of my hat, but let's say $40 an hour.
What?
Because
nobody wants to.
No one, you might as well just work on the rigs.
In those towns,
in order to get people to actually work, they got to pay them $40 an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those towns are fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Edmonton. I used to work that comedy club in the big mall there, the Edmonton Mall.
Uh-huh.
And that, yeah, I
mean, doing it in July.
They would come in for a Christmas party, and these. I mean, and I think they're the kind of people that also like you go work for months at a time, and then you come home with a bunch of cash, and you spend it. Booze.
Spend it on a giant truck.
Yeah.
And donuts.
Yeah.
You know, it's very pervasive in the culture. In Wayne's World, if you remember, they had that Stan Makita's Donuts or whatever. That was like fictional. It's based on Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons. Oh, really? Okay. I never put that together, of course.
Ed O'Neill?
Yeah.
Because those guys are all from Toronto.
Yeah,
they're all Canadian.
Yeah.
There's
things called, is it? Timbits or Tombits?
Timbits.
Those are munchkins, basically, right?
Munchkins, yeah. Donut holes or whatever you call them. Munchkins.
Yes. And those things, there's also a program that I think is called Timbits for youth athletics.
Hockey.
Is that what it, yeah.
Yeah, the little kids play hockey. It's Timbits.
Yeah. Well, Sidney Crosby and Nathan MacKinnon came from that organization.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. They came out of there, who are, you know, big time players. There was a myth for a while that the donuts had, or that the coffee had nicotine in it. That's, we want to say on the consumers, that is not true.
That is debunked.
Any idea where that came from?
Graham.
Oh, yeah. Man. I'm trying to take him down.
I don't know why.
It's
the only thing that's worked in your country.
I mean, it would be a good idea.
Graham K's coffee shop. I played Junior B hockey.
Did you play Junior B hockey?
Yes, I did.
Did you really?
Yes.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, I got the hips to show it.
Yeah, just, man. Junior B's a pretty big deal. I had some friends that played that, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's really far away from the NHL, but technically, it's only two levels away from the NHL.
Junior A, and then you go to the NHL, right?
Yeah, Junior A, then Major Junior, then the NHL.
Okay.
It's great. Does anybody on that team go on to some success?
My team, no.
No.
No, no.
Okay.
No, but we were, it was just a bunch of...
Were you a defenseman?
I was a goalie.
Really?
I was a goalie, yeah.
All right, man.
Yeah, it was Saskatchewan, and that, I actually did play with some people that made it to the NHL. I played with a couple, Curtis McElhinney. He was a goalie. He
big Tabasco guy too.
He retired recently. Bork, I forget his first name. Anyway,
wait a minute,
Ray Bork?
Not Ray Bork.
No, the other guy. I think I know this guy. Played for the Penguins. Borky, Phil?
Rene Bork. Okay, Rene Bork played for the Canadiens. He had one 30-goal season.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
And you played with him?
I played with him. Yeah.
So when were you on skates as a child?
Two until until 19, man. And my hips gave out.
Man, so you learned to skate at two?
Yeah, I learned to skate at two, learned to ski at two, but yeah.
And you grew up in Ottawa?
Grew up in Ottawa. The canal, we got a 2 mile long canal, which, you know, boats and stuff in the summer, and people jog in the summer. And in the winter, it freezes over and people skate to work. And there's like little hot chocolate and beer huts, and there's ice sculptures, and there's beaver tails, which is like a flat donut. We call them beaver tails, and it's like a churro kind of thing.
Yeah,
and it's an Ottawa thing. And then there's that little Tim Hortons place on this little huts on the side, and you stop, and there's like picnic tables, and you skate up, and you.
No way.
Hot cocoa and you keep
that
going.
That sounds so cool, man.
It is very cool. It's legit awesome. And this past winter, we had a good winter. I hadn't had a good winter in a while. So Canal was open for a few months.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has that appeared in any sort of film? That sounds like something.
I think some like Hallmark films.
Don't they?
But no, like real
there,
movies. They shoot a lot of Hallmark movies.
Where do they shoot them in Canada? I know they shoot them in Canada.
Ottawa.
Do they shoot them in Ottawa?
Specifically, they shoot a lot of Hallmark movies in
Ottawa. I know that, yeah. Because, I mean, it's like the star.
Yeah.
And then the rest of them have just a little bit of a Canadian
accent.
That's right.
The stars are Canadian, but they are taught how to speak in a way where you can't really tell where they're from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they're actually like America. They've worked in America and stuff. But all the side actors, they're all like, because they want to sell the show to America, so they don't want to say where it's from, and they want to work in Canada, so they just keep everything oblivious. But every third tier actor on the show is like, "Hey, bud, how's it going?"
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. The Hallmark movies, they haven't quite learned how to conceal their.
Yeah, they have not. Nobody. Yeah, yeah. They don't have the budget for the.
And the
people watching don't hear it. I didn't hear it until I moved to America. I'll go home from being in America, and I'll go home for the holidays, and it's like I watch Canadian Sports Center, and I'm like, is this a sketch? It's like, oh, buddy's ripping down the right side, fired a top piece, no big deal. I'm like, oh my god,
yeah, yeah. The coffee's pretty good, man. We are drinking it right now. It is good.
It's solid. It's solid.
You don't have so much of an accent. Did you ever put any effort into not having it, or how did it
work? No, I think it did happen over time.
Yeah.
And I think that there are certain words that I did put an effort into because for auditions in LA and stuff, it would get weird. I would say like house. I would say sorry. And, you know, I tell you one that most Canadians don't know. They say different. We say pasta instead of pasta.
Yeah,
you guys say pasta.
Pasta, yeah.
Like you're rolling for the Harvard alums. Pasta. We say pasta. And everyone, I mean, they'll say it at a party in America, and the party, the music will stop, the record will script. People will go, what did you say?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, I don't know. And so I just, there's like certain words that I had to stop. And those, the key words, you know, that now no one can tell.
Because I'm sure with you, if you drop a pasta, especially not having much of an accent whatsoever, and then you say pasta, I assume that's going to...
Sounds like an impasta.
People enjoy it.
I noticed in your special, I picked up a little bit of an accent, but I also...
Oh, interesting.
I picked up just...
Oh, is that so?
I picked up a Canadian sense of humor that I love. Like, there's some... It's got some Norm. It's got some of the Second City type stuff, SCTV.
SCTV.
I just picked up on it, and I hadn't heard it like in a stand-up in a long time. Uh-huh. And it was so cool.
Yeah.
I just the timing or just the sensibility. Thanks. I'm like, this guy's Canadian.
I love American sense of humor. I think, Americans invented stand-up. It's an American art form. I love British humor, and what makes Canadian humor different is that we are in the middle. You know, we're like the zany British off the wall stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we can like, but British people, they are really good British stand-ups, but it's harder for them, it seems, to just really cut down to the bare bones. It's such like a punk rock, you know, minute and a half song, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, mm-hmm. like stand-up. You know what I mean? It's not this lugubrious thing. And then I think Canadians can kind of get that beat sense, that language, but also be silly and weird.
Yeah.
And like
and something
goofy,
about observing sort of everything here, like almost from the outside. There is always that with the people that succeed. I think Canadian, there is that sort of it's just a different take having that perspective.
Yeah, I picked it up in this special, and it kind of snuck up on me. It's like, oh, this is like
it's great
because I watched a lot of that.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
I think like, probably the SCTV guys.
Yeah,
you know,
yep.
So many of those guys had success when I was in high school.
Yeah,
Candy, you know,
same. Yeah, those guys, legends for me.
Yeah, yeah. Anything more that we need to know about Tim Hortons?
Generally, clean bathrooms.
Okay.
Very important. That's a plus.
That's
a plus.
Yes. Yeah, that's good.
You know, they hire a lot of new Canadians, you know, which
good.
Yeah. You know, it's
new Canadians, meaning like immigrants.
You guys call them newcomers.
Cool.
Yeah. That's a language change that happened when I was gone and I came back and I was like, immigrants. And everyone's like, who?
New Canadians.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And I don't know. They're just, I think they were very smart in how they expanded and how they marketed themselves. It's like they know that we are insecure and we want something just for us.
Yeah.
And they're like, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This is our thing.
Are there other, but what are the other Canadian sources of pride, whether it comes to chains or just companies?
Well, I was thinking about this while we were doing, I just made this up in my head right now. I made this comparison, but there's a band called The Tragically Hip.
Oh, yeah.
That never made it in America. You'd probably know about it if you're from upstate New York.
100%, man. My brother loves Tragically
Hip. Yeah. So they never made it in the States, and it kind of worked in their favor because it's like, oh, yeah, well, it's our thing.
Yeah.
No, we get it.
Yeah.
And it's like Tim Hortons never really blew up in the States. It's like, it's our thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like they turned into an advantage.
Because so many bands have come down and been super successful, and it's less a source of pride. Like,
good for you, Rush. You know, awesome Justin Bieber or whatever. But
we've named every one of them on this podcast.
Yeah.
That's a fun thing we do. Gag that we do.
Oh, Canadian bands?
Yeah, it's a long story.
I don't know. I can't imagine.
I'm not sure what the origin was.
Yeah.
At some point, if Tim is trying to grasp something, can't remember something, we'll just throw out the name, even if it has, if he's trying to name a flavor or a brand of pickle, Sean and I will go Triumph.
Brian Adams.
<be like>, Bare Naked Lady.
And, Nickelback. And Murray.
He's laughing right now.
And Murray.
He does not laugh at all.
But Tragically Hip should be a new one.
Yeah, it should. We missed that one. Yeah.
They famously played SNL when Dan Aykroyd hosted, because for Dan Aykroyd to come back and host, he insisted that the Tragically Hip play.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And they played and it was awesome.
Yeah.
And so whatever fans they do have here, a lot of it came from that.
Who in the big pop culture is anyone bigger in Canada that is Canadian than in the States, like out of those big names? Like a Brian Adams, Celine Dion.
Bigger in Canada?
Like are they like
are there other maybe there's else? Groups you don't know about?
Yeah, yeah.
That are big in Canada that never made it. There's a bunch of rappers you guys don't know about that were big in the late 90s when I was a kid, like Choc Clair. That's a big one.
What a name.
Yeah.
Choc Clair.
Cardinal Official was like, you know, really big. And then there's like a bunch of like rock bands, like kind of like Great Big Sea. Prairie Oysters.
He's making them up now.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, the coffee stirrers.
Coffee stirrers with a pen.
Yeah. That seems pretty convenient.
I guess here's what I'm sorry. That was like Brian Adams is going to do an arena tour in the States. Would he do like a big stadium tour in Canada? Is he like twice the size up there?
The same.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
Yeah. I still think Ann Murray's does even better up there.
Probably.
Yeah. What about...
Probably.
Yeah.
These days.
What about comics? I mean...
Brent Butt.
Brent Butt, who I would correspond with on
Jerry
Twitter.
Jerry D and Brent Butt.
I know Jerry D well. We did Last Comic Standing together.
Yeah.
Good guy. Great guy, actually. Really, I had a lot of fun with Jerry. And Brent Butt is very, very funny.
Jerry D, very funny comedian. Brent Butt is like very like up your alley. He's like he's very silly, goofy.
Yeah.
Great writer. Would have been if he was American, he'd be a name. But he's a theater act in Canada. He had his own TV show, Corner Gas.
You guys probably saw it in American TV.
Very like wholesome, funny show.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah, and Jerry's still doing well up there.
Oh yeah, he had a great show too. Yeah, a really funny
Mr. D.
show.
Yeah,
really funny
show,
Mr. D.
Because he was a teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played a teacher. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerry D's great, man.
And who do we that we just hung out with in Texas from Canada? It was on your show.
Ivan Decker, funny man.
Ivan Decker,
you know Ivan Canadian, Decker.
Yeah,
right?
Did he move to Texas?
No,
he was there for Moon Tower.
Ivan Decker's great.
Yeah, he was on my show. I really think he's funny.
He's a really great writer.
Honestly, and the last showcase show, you know, no offense, Moon Tower is an American festival, and I felt there were too many Canadians on it.
That's fair.
We had my friend Deb G. Giovanni.
Yeah,
we had Caroline Ray. Very, very funny. Helped me out in the. my career a long time
Caroline
ago.
Caroline Ray's Canadian?
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
And we had Ivan on an American, you know, the finale showcase for Moon Tower.
And why don't they build a wall?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
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 Make them pay for it.
Yeah, well, I think that you
make Anne Murray pay for the wall.
Yeah. Oh,
she could.
You guys might want a wall for a different reason. It's like Nate's joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That wall, that fence is there for whatever you want. That fence to be there
whatever
for.
You think that's there for.
Yeah, we're like,
we're not going to ruin his joke because the special's not out yet.
It is. You guys an amazing
love.
Joke.
It's an amazing joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you learn anything about the whole St. Louis thing? Or how long they were open here?
Sean Googled it, I think, the other day, and we couldn't find what you were. We just thought
Tim Hortons.
Just didn't work.
My understanding is that it seems like there's things
it
out there.
It seems like you already have Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
What are we doing different?
So Tim Hortons came here and it was a big...
There's no soup in a ceramic bowl.
You're right. Tim Hortons came here though and it was a big deal. Like, oh, we got Tim Hortons. And they, oh, there were 4, 5, 6, 7 around. There was one in the building that I worked in at the time.
Yeah.
When I was on Y-98, there was one downstairs. And then...
I went there.
And then there's one in Maplewood, all over. And then they closed, and I believe it's because when they did the deal that they had with the company that sold it to the Burger King company was like, oh, here, you got the franchise rights, knock yourself out. And then with the Burger King company,
oh, here we go.
They tried to enforce. They were like, you have to open this many in this amount of time or else you're toast. And those guys were like,
well, Sean didn't find this.
We can't do that. We're out.
All Tim Hortons locations in St. Louis closed permanently in 2017 due to a severe legal and financial battle between local franchisee Show Me Hospitality and Tim Hortons USA. The dispute centered on drastically increased unsustainable expansion demands, requiring 205 locations instead of the original 40, along with failure to provide promised marketing support and disagreements over equipment costs.
That'll do it. But yeah. They just, boom, they all closed down. People,
I think maybe Charade was involved in this deal.
Yeah, that sounds like his.
I don't know.
That sounds like his word.
He put
like
the old, you're fired, which was his catchphrase.
Thank you, Graham. Yeah. Thank you for bringing that back. I appreciate it.
I'm going to say again, it was a pretty good joke. It was terrible execution.
Yeah.
And you should have apologized.
Well.
Yeah, he's got his fingers all over this thing, Charade does.
Yeah.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tim, you want to go to some comments?
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay.
I would love to. Wait, but just to be clear, Tim Hortons, they are in the United States. We just lost them here, right?
Yes.
The East Coast.
We've got about 600, I think, here maybe. I mean, the other thing I wanted to mention
That's
is
a lot
when you're in Michigan, they feel like the Dunkin' Donuts of New England. Like the Michiganders seemed to like.
They took to it, did they?
They did, yeah. They feel, you know, and there's...
They're a good group.
They are, and there's a lot of Canada in those people.
Yeah.
Good people.
Yeah. I mean, it's... Canada has how many people, Sean?
Well, I'm going to guess like 42 million.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
41.5 million.
They the know USA... That, man, the pride, unbelievable. It reminds me of Australians. Australians are very similar. They love their country.
Canada also, by the way, the
Americans
number one.
Americans love their country. You know that?
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. For sure we do, but it's something a little different with you guys.
The just number one eating, the donut consuming country in America.
In the world.
Canada is the number one donut consuming country in the world.
We did it.
Wow.
We did it.
Who's number two?
Never would have guessed that. Us?
Japan.
Wow.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That surprises me.
I don't know if that's per capita or not. I would guess.
Man,
it is.
Speaking of donuts in Canada, I had quite a few of those maple donuts at Voodoo Donuts down in Austin. Unbelievable.
Oh, good?
Just want to say that.
Oh, yeah, man. We went nuts.
I would have thought for me. You would like that, given that one maple thing you liked.
Last night we were there.
Do they not have maple donuts at Dunkin'?
They must. I'm sure they do, but these were particularly
par-baked.
Good. I just maple, Canadian. That's
we don't like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and Dunkin' was the first brand that we did.
I'll still crush a pre-made donut. I'm not above it.
Right.
Yeah, I think, but yeah, I think that you guys are onto something.
Yeah.
We've got an amazing donut place here. The greatest donuts ever. If you're a fritter man, we've got the best fritters in the world right here in St. Louis. A fritterman.
Fritterman.
I am a fritter. You know what? I am a fritterman. Yeah. I would say it's my favorite.
Really? That's your number one?
Oh, absolutely.
My wife too.
Man, maybe we'll
I'm
stop.
A weird guy.
Maybe we'll stop by. 700 in the U.S.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah,
that's significant.
Yeah, I would bet quite a few in the Great Lake States.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably getting a lot of Tim Hortons down in Albuquerque. I don't know.
No.
I wonder the closest one here. We'll have to do some work. Maybe Randy can look that up. Meanwhile, I'm going to hit some comments. These comments come to us from the VIX episode. Our friend Ryan Beck, very funny comedian, was the guest, and people loved him. I Caught Catfish 24 said, "Hello, folks. Never heard of Ryan Beck before. So funny. Fits right in with you fellas. Thanks for the laughs."
Yeah, my old roommate. Good guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In New York City?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, you running to Ryan up there?
Yeah, good guy.
Good guy.
Good guy. Guy.
From St. Louis. Yeah.
I like Ryan.
SoCal7044 said, "My family's from St. Louis for generations. I'm now in California. My mom said in the 50s, her family not only rubbed the Vicks on the chest and the undernose, but also made her eat a spoonful of it. So I Googled it, and apparently it was common, especially in the Midwestern and Southern regions, to not only smear Vicks on the chest, but also eat it for colds."
This podcast
don't do it.
Does not condone that.
Yeah. Wow.
Spoonful, too.
Can you imagine?
Not like a pea size, which I would still be nervous about.
It probably clears you up, but then, I mean, what a terrible idea. Unbelievable. Jeremiah and Maggie Gutierrez, 3261, said, "LOL, I got my informed delivery notification as we were talking about it." You know about this informed delivery?
Yes.
You get a picture of your mail before it even shows up.
I'm signed up for it.
Do you do it? Do you like it? Do you enjoy it?
I find it to be a distraction.
Yeah.
But yeah.
A positive distraction?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Something to look forward to.
Yeah. Something to look forward to in that you're looking forward to
opening mail.
Yeah.
It's like a pre-mail mail.
Seeing into the future. Stephen Megan Hamby said, "One of these days we need to cover the WWE and the three guys can fight out all of their issues."
Okay.
It'd be a good brand to do. It is
WWE.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, we should probably have.
It's so many impressive comics. Brand.
100%.
So many comics are
obsessed.
Yeah.
Crazy about it. We should have him on there.
Dan St. Germain worked for him for a minute.
Did he?
Yeah.
Maybe that's who we should have on.
Be great.
Were they big in Canada? WWF and WWE?
The Hart Foundation.
Yeah,
those guys are Canadian.
Brett and Owen, right?
Yeah.
Who sadly died.
I went to high school with Owen's niece, and then when he died, I was there when she found out. It was crazy.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like during a match, a stunt went wrong. Yeah.
It was crazy.
Fell like 100 feet in the air.
Oh, that's crazy.
Brutal.
A.A. Schmidt said,
"I mean, just to bring it down."
Anyway,
Hart Foundation's pretty cool.
Brett was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brett was fun, though.
Yeah, it's fun.
I went and when I was 12 years old.
It's not real. I don't know if you guys know.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a sensitive
sport
subject.
I liked it until I was like, a man or a boy. A boy.
Yeah.
But my grandpa, who was my Slovakian grandfather, didn't speak very much English, and he was like, used to wear like a top hat in Europe and whatever. He's like a dignitary in Europe. He loved it.
Really?
And we'd watch it together. Yeah. He thought it was like like the opera. He thought it was hilarious. He wasn't like looking down on it.
Yeah.
He was like, "They are doing it right. Great."
That's awesome.
And I liked it through that aspect. Like,
yeah.
It is silly. But the guy, and then I would go to school and there'd be kids who'd be like, "It's real." And I'd be like, "Ugh." Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I think there's comics that believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It was so important, man. I had front row in fifth grade because my buddy who I went with, his dad was a security guard. So I'm front row of a WWF match. And Brett was wrestling Macho Man.
Yeah.
And Brett gives out his shades every time.
Yeah.
And he gave it to my buddy's brother, wow, who was right next to me. I was so close. I just remember I just patted his arm. I'm like, I'm with you, man. Let's hang out. Yeah. I love you. Can we be friends? That's just want to be so, yes, like, with him.
Man. That rules.
Like the most joy I had ever as a child was right there.
That's very
cool. That's great.
Yeah, I get the glasses. But I
love that, man. That's the thing where, like, something fortunate happens to one of your friends, you feel like you're part of it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Wrestling is for that age.
Yeah, it was probably perfect. It was 1990, Rochester War Memorial. So fun.
That's great. A.A. Schmidt says, I'm just hoping we can make it to 100 episodes at this rate. Time to have an episode where the guys get group counseling. Great episode. Really enjoy the show.
I think that would be good.
We were going at each other pretty hard with old Beck, and he got right in there. Making fun of each other.
Took my side on a lot of things.
He sure did.
Are you guys okay? I didn't realize that. You guys keeping it together for company now?
In what sort of way?
Are you keeping it together for company? Yeah.
Would
you guys have a huge blow up, as my parents call it?
No, I think having that Canadian energy is calming for us.
Yeah. It is.
Usually we'll fight even with a guest. Yeah.
Buddy, I'll drop the mitts right now. You want to go?
Yeah. Pulls Greg's shirt over his head.
Just knees him in the nose. Yeah. I'm bleeding. Yeah. Can't stop bleeding.
Those are your comments. Please keep commenting, guys.
That's all you're doing?
We appreciate it. Yeah, that's what I got, man. There was good stuff in there.
Yeah, let's get a couple more. There's like three comments, right?
No, it was one, two. Okay, fine. Bri Gross said, Greg saying Aletha is the best. Her cheesecake is pretty good, too. And staring off into space. That boy really went somewhere in his mind. That's the only other one.
It's the only other one. It's like we had like 100 comments on that episode.
Yeah, I know. I mean, a lot of them are quick one-liners. There's not much to make out of them. A lot of them are people doing their own rants for themselves.
Yeah.
So,
Grant, for context, Aletha stops by twice a year from the Cheesecake Factory and does a new menu rollout.
She's wonderful.
That's
great.
Awesome.
She's great.
Yeah, I'll pack it up.
She gave us this menu.
New menu rollout.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
We took care of Graham.
Yeah, I'm pumped about that.
Good.
And got him a cheesecake gift card.
Oh, there you go.
There's one not too far from me, and my fiance loves the Cheesecake Factory, and I'm gonna buy her a cheesecake.
Man, they're so so good.
Nothing a girl gets more turned on more when you pull out a gift card.
Oh yeah.
I mean, cheesecake's good. Yeah. The cheesecake, obviously, it's the Cheesecake Factory. On this pod, we've been a proponent of some of their non-cheesecake desserts. The carrot cake.
Oh, I love a carrot cake.
Unbelievable.
That's great.
Yeah.
And the fudge cake. Linda's fudge cake is outstanding.
Cheesecake, an American invention.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe that.
I believe New York.
What'd you guys make?
We got
poutine.
We got poutine. Yeah. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. Well, there's something else. Maple syrup, you guys?
I don't think we invented maple syrup.
No. Canadian bacon? I mean, that's...
We just call that ham. Started putting ham on stuff up there in the morning, and you guys are like, Canadian bacon.
Yeah.
I got you. Right.
But,
is ham Canadian bacon?
Food. I don't know if we made any food. We have like ketchup chips. We've got all dressed.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And the ketchup chips are good.
They are very good. These are types of chips that companies, they probably know this, in smaller markets, they test out flavors.
Sure.
In like Australia or Canada or Ireland or whatever. And if they pop off and they go, okay, we'll bring it to America. And these were two that popped off in Canada and then they brought it to America. And you guys, as a country, said, yuck.
Yeah.
And we were like, well,
we like them.
We'll keep them. Yeah. We'll keep them. We like them.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
What's the grocery stores up there?
We got Loblaws. We got Sobeys.
Yeah, Sobeys is big, isn't it?
Sobeys is big on the East Coast, East Side, and Loblaws is big everywhere else.
I did one. I did some work with somebody in Toronto. I went up there when I was working for the company. Again, we took a Pringles display unit. Pringles are up there, and we took a Pringles display.
Pringles are big up there.
Tried it out in Canada. Tried it out in Toronto. It was my first time, my only time in Toronto, and what a beautiful city. I want to work there doing stand-up.
You've never done stand-up up there?
Never have done stand-up.
Oh, they'd love you.
Yeah. Just sales. Just P&G stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Buddy, you got to go.
Winnipeg soon.
Yeah.
What are you doing, rumors? Are you doing a theater?
Rumors. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, man. You're going to love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been
good
there.
Club. Great owner.
Yeah. Cool place.
You're yeah. there really cool place. May 27th through the 30th, it looks like.
Yeah. Now, again, let's do it again since it's so great. It is Pete and me. It is on the Nateland YouTube network where several of you are actually watching this podcast. Yeah. It is out right now. It gets a unanimous recommendation.
Unbelievably.
From this podcast. So all good. Three of us loved it.
Thanks, and we're confident Randy's going to love it too when he gets around
He's
to it.
He's not going to watch it.
He might
Graham,
watch the trailer.
I'll tell you right now.
It's the one guy who has a sign.
Thanks, Randy.
Who has a what?
Has oh, a yeah. sign.
I'm sorry we can't do that yeah. for you. We'll do everything else yeah. we can do for you.
But thank you guys. I know you guys are all comics. You see a million specials, and I really appreciate you guys taking the time
this
to watch
is,
it.
Very different, you know? And is couldn't recommend it more. You gotta yeah. go see it. Anything else you want us to plug?
Yeah, just follow me on YouTube. I'd appreciate that. And watch my special. Watch my special, Pete and Me. Show your friends. Tell your friends. That's the main thing. Follow me on Instagram. That helps.
And you got to get you here doing a show in St. Louis.
I would love
we can
to
make that
explore
happen.
Oh, yeah. St. Louis.
Sean can make
that happen. Hang out.
He's got it in.
Yeah. It's one of the major American cities that I have not explored. A lot of good history here. A lot of good art here came from here. Yeah. A lot of good food.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm excited to see it.
Any Chicago dates coming up?
No, I don't.
We're big in Chicago.
Are you?
Yeah, big in Chicago.
Love Chicago. I love Chicago.
We're big in a lot of places. You know, Nashville, right. Atlanta, these types of places.
Graham has a ton of dates coming up. You're April 30th. You're in Toronto.
Yeah, I'm in Toronto April 30th.
I'm doing
Pete and Me in Toronto.
Oh, are you really?
An autism group hired me to do it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's nice.
Awesome. On April 30th, last day of Autism Awareness Month, I'll have you know.
That's great.
That's fantastic.
And then Halifax...
Comedy Festival.
The Lighthouse Art Center. Yep. And you're at the Comedy Festival for a while. And then you have dates through the fall. Looks like you'll be in Texas for some stuff. So all over. So check out Graham's. Check out Graham's dates as well.
Yep.
What else are we plugging?
We got stuff of ours. Old Greg Warren. Are you going to Erie too? Greg and Sean, Erie, Pennsylvania. Keller's Magic.
Practically Canada.
Yeah.
Keller's Magic and Comedy. We've got Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Soul Joel's. That is May 15th and 16th. Worcester, Mass. May 17th at Rascals. Greg and I will be in Rosemont. That's Chicago, folks. The Rosemont Club, Zanies. May 22nd and 23rd. If there's tickets left, there may or may not be.
Like a handful.
And then Greg, as we mentioned before, Greg will be in Winnipeg at Rumors Comedy Club, May 27th and 29th. And then other upcoming stuff, Tulsa, Hollywood, Hermosa Beach, lots of fun stuff. Check that out. And then I've got Punk Rock Disney, Can You Feel the Punk Tonight? That is May 2nd here in St. Louis at the Pageant. Two shows. Make sure you join us. TimConnellyStuff.com for that. And then Sean and I, a bunch of dates in the fall with the two of us and Kevin coming out. We're doing the music. Columbia, Missouri and Springfield, Missouri are already up and for sale. The other one's coming real soon. So don't forget to follow us online as well. And guys, thanks for the support. Keep sharing the pod with all your friends, commenting on the YouTube, on the Apple Music, all that stuff, or Apple Podcasts, my fault. We appreciate it.
Sean, you got anything?
Nope. Tim wrapped it up.
Yeah?
Yeah. We are the consumers. You have been consumed.
Thanks, Graham.
Thanks for having me. That was really fun.